Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is Kevin Ryder. Megan Holliday is here. Let me see which microphone yours is. Gavin Rossdale.
Yellow.
Yellow?
Yes.
Thank you.
I am yellow.
Gavin Rossdale from Bush.
He's yellow. I knew it.
Look at the stars.
The stars.
Look at you, look at you in a suit.
Thank you. Well, Kevin, come on. I had to show up. I'm representing. Here I am at K-Rock. Yeah, I've got a long history here. I've got to look good.
So I've had dapper. A long history here, too, and I've never looked good, ever.
We're going to work on that.
Okay. You can help dress me.
No,
why not?
You look perfect.
Speaking of long time, 16 Stones, you have the 30th anniversary out. That is so hard to believe.
Yeah, it's wild. What a gift. What a gift. And then my favorite thing about that record is that when I think about it, and I wrote all of those songs without any idea what would happen. You know, after that,
wow.
You kind of like, you know, for the subsequent records, you know, you kind of, you try and stay in the game.
Right.
So, but that one was just like, wow, these songs are the ones that popped. You know what I mean?
Come Down was the first song that you ever wrote, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
crazy. That's wild. But a lot of artists will say that, where it's always the stuff that you never expect anything from, and that's what always goes.
Yeah, you know, at that time, that was the height of Britpop. So when I was in London, before I got found by K-Rock and came to America for the American dream, I was doing music that I thought was so anti-commercial that I was kind of had a sense of relief that I was just going to be, if I could make a record of this music that I believed in, I could sort of go back to my day job and not feel like such a jerk.
Go back to retail.
What was your day job at that point?
Yeah.
Painting. I was painting houses, painting dentist offices. After the record was first made, people know the story that know the band. I went back to work after I finished 16 Stone. I did 4 more months back at my job.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why 4 months?
Because that's how long it took for K-Rock to pick the song up.
Hey!
What can I tell you? Kevin Weatherly was slow.
Listen, we're slow. We are slow sometimes.
No, he was quick. You're the only ones. It's great.
We're going to talk about the new album in a minute, but I want to talk about your Cooking for Celebrities.
Yes.
Show.
Dinner with Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah.
Please tell me. Like, I eat just to survive. I've never had any interest in cooking. Ever. You know what I mean? Like,
it's functional for you.
Yeah.
Functional.
You've always loved it?
Well, I think it's not dissimilar to music in the sense that you have all this, the alchemy of things, you know, whether it's flavors and taste, whether it's chords and lyrics and other music. There's something about the blend of things. And I just had a knack for it. And then for years I'd do it and people would be like, you should have a show. And I'd be like, doing what? I'm just a home idiot. What are you talking about? And then it was like, maybe I could think of this interview show. And so set out to do that. That wasn't easy, but we got it done. And yeah, I was super excited. I couldn't believe I got those guests. To be honest, it was a blag.
Tell us, it was a bluff. Tell us the guests.
It was a crazy bluff. It was insane bluff. I don't know how they trusted me to not poison them, to not have a good, bad show. I got it done.
Did you ask them ahead of... First of all, tell us who some of the guests are, if you don't mind.
Well, sure. Well, we have Sir Tom Jones, who's a living legend of life. Serena Williams.
Nice.
Who's a pretty decent tennis player. Mm-hmm. Pretty decent person. She's incredible. Brooke Shields.
Wow. Oh, Alanis was on there, wasn't she?
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Oh.
Not yet.
Why did I think that she
Okay. Selma Blair. So I had Selma Blair, who had who wrote this incredible autobiography of her life called Mean Baby. And then I had Brooke Shields on there, who had a book about her called Pretty Baby. So it was kind of interesting. I ran the whole thing. Common was incredible. He was on there.
Do you have to? I would be freaked out of my mind that I'm going to make something that they hate.
I thought you don't care about cooking.
No, I'm saying if I was in your place,
right,
and you had people coming over, you would reach out to them ahead of time.
Well, that's the funny, but the best part was that we obviously you have to ask what people like. So I got a list from Serena that was really short and strange.
Okay,
and it was like chicken tacos, healthy, chicken and cake. I was like
chicken and cake. Yes.
So anyway, I made a bunch of things, and. As we're walking, this is the measure of Serena, because it's just off camera, because we film everything. It's done in real time, really. But we walked through to one bit, and I'd given her this tomato salad, this tomato salad where one element of the dish is like the cooked tomatoes and raw tomatoes. Mm-hmm. It's a really, really nice textural thing, right? It's really simple. And as we're walking through, she goes, I hate tomatoes.
Oh, no.
And then the next course, I did a deconstructed fish taco. She liked tacos. Although if I give her tacos and the roast chicken and the French fries, it's going to be too much. So I made a little bit of fish and a charred pineapple and then an avocado mousse down the middle. Really simple but elegant. She goes to me, next bit. I hate avocados.
No, she didn't.
I'm like, oh my God.
Why didn't they give you a list of, foods that they didn't like or allergies or stuff?
Because I'm an idiot and I didn't ask that. And I'm learning on the job as I go. So basically, I was like, guys, I've got this new idea. We've got to find out what they don't like as much as what they do like. You're killing me here.
You got to put that on your producers, though. That's not you.
I don't like tomatoes. It's not what you want to hear at that moment in life.
Oh, man.
And it's only tomato salad.
Yeah. And then followed by avocado. Called a moose.
She
doesn't like moose either.
Where could we see that?
Well, that's a very good question. I think this Vizio is where we made it, and you on the Vizio app. So if you have a Vizio TV, it's easy to see. But through the Vizio app, you can watch it through there. And we're now selling it around the world, so it's going to be in France, Canada, Australia, everywhere English speaking.
Your tomatoes are going to be dissed in all those countries.
They're going to be tomatoes there.
Tomatoes, yeah,
maybe tomatoes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's talk new music. We have Gavin Rossdale from Bush in the studio. I Beat Loneliness is the name of your album.
Yes, Kevin.
That's bold.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's beautiful because it's such a paradox. It's an impossible, and it just shows hope. It just shows effort. When it sort of hit me, that phrase, I thought, oh, such a good effort.
Give yourself a little pat on the back. Sure.
Well, because it's like, you know, everybody knows it's impossible to evade that completely, and we come in and out of focus of those things. And, you know, mental health is such a big subject these days, thankfully, and the world is in such disarray, and people are really challenged. So it's really it felt right to make a record that really dealt with how I feel about things and try and be really personal. And in that way, I kind of help people along the road. It's so incredible in my job because people tell me such great things about what the songs mean for them. Like, mm-hmm. I'm English and I can't take myself too seriously. I think I'm too in a suit, you know. But it's while the people, when they tell you the measure of what the gravity of what the music does for them. And so many times they say to me, don't stop making music, which is the best thing anyone could say to me.
Yeah.
And so it felt very natural, really organic record. It came out super quick. And
you finished it last year, yes?
Yeah, well, I did a bunch before we did a Greatest Hits tour, just to feel less creatively bankrupt, you know, mm-hmm. just doing the same songs that I'd written a while ago. I was like, I said I'd better do a bunch of songs, and I wrote a bunch of songs, and I forgot them, I put them away, didn't listen to them, went on the tour, then I came back, and then I went in the studio, and I started to work with our producer, and worked with him on a few songs. And I said, I have these nine songs, bang, and we did, oh, they'll work, and I'd done three songs with him, that was it.
So now, I tried to find the date that it's going to come out.
July 18.
Okay.
Ooh.
July 18.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Look at that. I didn't expect. I thought you were going to sidestep that somehow.
Listen,
me too.
When you're wearing a suit like this, you got to have answers.
Just be straight up.
You got to have answers.
We have
people
our
look to me for answers.
We have our 420 catch of the day is a new song, and today it's going to be The Land of Milk and Honey, which is your first release from this album.
That's exciting. I can't wait to hear it on the radio.
Tell us about that song.
I mean, it's weird because it feels like a statement of intent. You know, you want a manifesto of sorts about what your record is about. And weirdly, that song just seemed to be the one. And The Land of Milk and Honey is this idea. I always use that. I like biblical language, even though I'm an atheist. I really like the idea of at least trying to head in the right direction to make ourselves feel better.
Right.
That's what it is.
We are so happy to see you. We've had a long relationship with you. We've loved it. And thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Very
long
excited.
May we run.
Yes.
Long
yeah.
May we run.
Very excited. Thank you, Gavin.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.